So we open our Bibles again, this time to John's Gospel and chapter 7. So if you've had your Bible open from the last reading, you'll be aware of what this is. John's Gospel, chapter 7, just reading three verses. Verse 37 to 39, and this is on page 1072. John's Gospel, chapter 7, reading from verse 37 to 39, on page 1072. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. We thank God for that reading from his word. The last couple of weeks, we've reflected on eating bread. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life," and we've reflected on what it means to eat of that bread as Jesus challenged those who would follow him. "Eat of my flesh, drink of my blood." And the disciples' response was, unsurprisingly, "This is a hard teaching." And I think it does us good sometimes to say to ourselves and to say to one another, "This is a hard teaching. How do we get our heads around it? How do we get our lives to engage with the hard teaching of Jesus?" But today it's not eating, it's drinking. Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let them come to me and drink." Which reminds me, is anyone thirsty? This could be a torment, couldn't it?
Oh, Jim.
The thing about thirst, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let them come to me and drink." The thing about thirst is completely natural. It is normal. Isn't it? It's been really warm this summer, hasn't it? Surprisingly. But it has been. And how many of us have said, "Ah, yes, but do you remember 76?
Oh, God, no.
It was warm in 1976. And it's been warm in 2018. And the possibility of us becoming just a little bit dehydrated, of us becoming thirsty, of us drinking more water this year has been very present for us. It may be that we've learnt our lessons from years past and we thought, "Well, I don't want to get thirsty, so I'm going to make sure I drink regularly." You know, so many people tell us, you know, we need to drink water throughout the day and so on. But it may be that you've had the experience of just beginning to feel a little bit lethargic. Perhaps the headache has just started hinting, and we've thought, "You know what, I think I'm thirsty." And so we've gone to the tap and we've poured ourselves some water and we've drunk. And it's not long before we begin to feel better. And thirst is a natural and completely normal thing for us to experience and to go through. And in some way, we are designed to experience thirst. It's a safety mechanism for us. That when we are thirsty, our body, our brain tells us, you're thirsty. And hopefully we learn through our lives what the signals mean, what the feelings and the experiences mean to us. We are thirsty. We need to drink. And it is a completely normal and natural experience for us. And so when Jesus stands and he says in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let them come to me and drink. Jesus is speaking into the heart of our human experience. He's not saying something that is particularly clever or mysterious. He's not saying something that some of us relate to and others of us don't relate to. It is not something that he speaks into that we say, well, it relates to those who have a particular education or a particular class or a particular race. It applies to absolutely every one of us. When Jesus said, if anyone is thirsty, let them come to me and drink, he's speaking into the heart of our experience. But let me highlight this word for a moment. Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty. Who's the anyone? If anyone is thirsty. Now, if we talk simply about the natural experience of thirst, then we have to say that at one time or another, anyone must include everyone, I think. Isn't that right? If we talk about water, if we talk about natural thirst for water, who is anyone? Anyone must include everyone. But in the church, we sometimes have this way of looking at things. And in our Bible studies and our reflections, we have a way of saying, yes, but what does anyone really mean? Have you ever been there? Do you know? You heard that? But what does the word really mean? And what we want to do is we want to identify and classify who is the everyone. As if we begin with anyone means everyone, and then we move away from that. It's a bit like some, you must have heard it said, maybe to yourself. You know when somebody says, I love you, but. Ever had that experience? No, you're just not admitting it. Okay. You know, it's the I love you, but. Sometimes we look at a verse like this and a statement like this, and it's as if we want to put a but on. If anyone is thirsty, but that may not include. What if anyone does mean everyone? What if anyone actually means everyone? Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? A beautiful thing? Wouldn't it be a lovely thing if anyone really does mean everyone? What if it means that it doesn't matter who you are, what your background is, what your lifestyle is, what your education or your class or your nationality or race. What if it actually means everyone? I find that a wonderful thing, that it may well mean everyone. Well, let me highlight another part of it. Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let them come to me and drink. What we can do is we can begin by saying, well, if anyone is thirsty, but, you know, we can begin there. And then maybe we're persuaded. Well, maybe anyone really does mean everyone. We're not finished, you see. We know how to cut this down. And we can cut this down by saying, ah, yes, but Jesus says next, let them come to me. Not everyone can come to Jesus, we might say. Or you can come to Jesus if. You can come to Jesus if you repent. You can come to Jesus if you change your lifestyle. You can come to Jesus if you confess your sin. You can come to Jesus if you get your life in order. You can come to Jesus if you're somebody else. And I want us to understand this morning that when Jesus speaks these words, when Jesus stands, and I love this, he said in a loud voice, isn't that great? He said in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, what do they have to do? Just come. Come. And of course, Jesus is standing there physically. Anyone, just come from there to here. There's no qualification. There's no but. There's no if. The only qualification is if you know you're thirsty. That's all. But if you know you're thirsty, just come from there to here and receive. And I find that such a wonderful thing, that we don't have to make that journey and have to change on the way, have to confess on the way, have to repent on the way. We just have to come absolutely as we are. And I find that a wonderful thing. And of course, there are many examples within, even just within the Gospels, of those who came to Jesus just as they were, of those who encountered Jesus just as they were. They were people who were known, and we would say they are sinners. There were those who were regarded as unclean, and I shouldn't have been anywhere near Jesus, a rabbi, a holy person, a religious person, or anything. And yet they came to Jesus just as they were. The rich and the poor, the disabled and the healthy. Everyone came. Now, I'm not telling you the stories now, but you know, the stories are there. No qualification except the awareness that you're thirsty. So Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let them come to me. I just love the idea. Jesus may well have been standing there with his arms open. I like that idea. Just to embrace, to say, come on, if anyone, let them just, all you've got to do is come right here. The reading that we had just a moment ago from John 7, verse 37, on the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus goes to Jerusalem to take part in a festival. And at the beginning of, I think it's at the somewhere towards the beginning of the chapter, it speaks about this festival, the festival of tabernacles, the festival of booths. And it's a festival that Jews continue to celebrate today. And you may be aware that for this period of time, for the festival, Jews, wherever they live, will build a temporary shack on the side of their house. And they will live part of their time in that shack, and they will eat in that shack or that little house, that little tabernacle. And they're remembering when the Israelites were in the wilderness. And they're remembering a time when they traveled from Egypt towards the promised land. And through this festival, one of the things they do is they have regular prayers for salvation. And one of the words they use in these prayers, a word we're familiar with, is Hosanna, which means save us. Save us. And that's part of their prayer. During this particular festival, it's a prayer for salvation. Lord, save us. The people of Israel, as they journey from Egypt to the promised land through the wilderness, that experience of thirst was very present for them. And they pray prayers of salvation. Lord, save us. Give us, Lord, what we need. And they pray day after day. But it's interesting, as part of this particular festival, there is a deep sense of those who celebrate wanting to do every part of the festival right. And the reason they try to do every part of the festival right is because they're aware, in their estimation, God will only grant salvation to those who have earned it. That's the way they move through this festival. We must honour God. We must repent. We must do this. We must do that. We must do everything just right, so that God will look upon us and smile upon us. And so they're praying, Hosanna, Lord, save us. These prayers for salvation, they're working to be worthy. And they are remembering their utter dependence upon God, just as the people of Israel journeyed through the wilderness. And they have this deep sense of dependence upon God. But Jesus stands and speaks in a loud voice to say to all those who are praying their prayer, Hosanna, Lord, save us, who are working, making sure they've done everything right, aware of their dependence upon God, Jesus stands and says in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let them come to me and drink. And out of them will flow streams of living water. What a wonderful image that is. On the very last day of this festival, the people pray for rain. They're in the wilderness. They need rain. They pray for rain. And so there's a group of men who would descend from Temple Mount down to the edge of the site to the Pool of Siloam. And they would take with them jars, and they would fill each jar with water. And then they would bring the jars all the way back up to the temple. And there where the altar was, in the center, not the Holy of Holies, but where the altar was that everyone could gather around, they would circle that altar seven times. And then, having circled that altar seven times, they would pour all of the water out onto the altar. And they would pray, Lord, send rain. And Jesus says, as they pour the water, if anyone's thirsty, you don't need to wait for rain. Just come from there to here and receive from me. And John, as he writes his gospel, explains what's happening. Verse 39, by this he meant the Spirit. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. And this morning, I simply want to suggest that in the same way that thirst, the thirst for water, is a completely natural, normal experience for us, our need of the Holy Spirit is not something abnormal. To have spiritual need is natural. It's who you are. And the generosity of Jesus saying, if anyone is thirsty, let them come to me and drink, is because he knows who we are. And we need not just water, but we need living water. We need the Holy Spirit to fill each one of us. And my prayer for us today, and my prayer for myself today, is that God might pour out his Holy Spirit upon us in a fresh way. And it might be right now, but it might be as we walk home or as we're pottering this afternoon. We might be aware of this natural phenomena, this thirst for God, that awareness. Lord, I'm not everything I know I should be. I've not ticked all the boxes, but I'm thirsty. So here I am. I've come to receive. And as we receive, what does Jesus say? Out rivers of living water will flow from within them. We receive this living water, that this same living water might flow out. This blessing, having received, might flow out to others. Let's pray together. If anyone is thirsty, let them come to Jesus and drink. We are thankful today that anyone means everyone. We are thankful today for the openness, the breadth of the invitation. If anyone is thirsty, let them come to me. Father, would you pour out your Spirit upon us? Would you pour out your living water upon us? Amen.